The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Jen.
And this week we're talking about homeschooling. And fortunately, we happen to have someone who knows a thing or two about this because Jen is a local mom who homeschools her two kids in addition to writing a hilarious column for our website. Today, we're talking about some of the myths about families who homeschool. And I've got to imagine some of these things are super annoying, Jen, like the myth that says homeschool kids are not socially well-adjusted.
Oh, yeah. We've heard that one a few million times. I think most people would be surprised to know that homeschoolers are very social. They interact with people of all ages all day long, not just kids in their own age group. My son always has a house full of friends over, and they usually end up in the backyard playing some kind of sport. It's not like homeschoolers are trapped in the house all day long. Nobody would like that. We get out and do things, talk to people. Public school is only till 3, so we have plenty of time for friends, sports, music, and all of that. Plus, we pay taxes. Oh boy, do we pay taxes.
Yeah.
So homeschool kids in Arkansas are able to participate in public school sports and music, if they wish. I think it's so funny that people focus on the social aspect and not the educational aspect.
I know, that is weird. And another thing that's misleading about that myth is that it suggests that kids in traditional school are all super well-adjusted socially, and we know that's not always true.
That's right. Social issues aren't isolated to any certain type of school setting.
So true. That's it for us today, but we'll be back tomorrow to break down more homeschooling myths. In the meantime, find us online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.